The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Azeleth, Usia, Blusia, Metatelin, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami to God, Amizbael of Lotikbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you, may he shine his face upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in, this time and forevermore. Now, I pray this every day for you, every single day. So, you know, some of y'all ought to be, y'all be coming up with something great now or something. Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, some of you will have a reading today. These are Hoodoo love readings. And this is a reading about the love in your life. Yes, a reading about the love in your life. We can answer certain questions about it, but then again, you might not want any. You might not even want any. But we do answer them. We answer them. Now, for some of you here, this might be your first time getting one. Yeah. It could be your first time. Well, listen in. And everybody, remember what I said about taking notes. Yeah, remember about it. Go ahead and take a note. Yes, sir. Because at the end of the week, you'll be looking at it. And the note will outline what you have to do. It sure will. And well, let's not take a lot of time, but we'll start with our messages.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, I will tell you something. This is something good for you. These love messages are something good for you. They can tell you just where your heart is. Or if your heart is in it, I don't know. If your heart is in it, well, let's not fool around with it. Okay? All right, so we're going to start right now. Area code 303, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. I would like a reading.
Okay. You have one. The Ten of Hearts is the first card. The second card is the Eight of Diamonds. And the third card is the Ace of Clubs. Well, the Ten of Diamonds is a bouquet of flowers. Now, that's what you have. That's your life shows, a bouquet of flowers, which means a long and happy life. That is what your life shows right now. But the Eight of Diamonds is the broken glass. Now, it foretells ill luck. But now, because you have the bouquet of flowers, the ill luck that will be there is gone. Yes, gone. Now, you have the Ace of Clubs, which is the crossroads, which gives you crossroads between one way or another. Now, the only thing you have here, you have luck on one side, and you have, well, no luck on the other. Luck on the left side and no luck on the right side. Okay, but if you put them together, this will show the exact type of life a person will have. This is the type of life that some people want and need. And I bet you, you will too, as long as you can look at it and see it for what it is. Now, God bless you.
God bless you too, Papa Say.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we have another person. 917, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say. Can I have a love reading, please?
A love reading. Yes, you can.
Thank
the first card is the Three of Diamonds. The second card is the Three of Spades. And the last card is the Three of Hearts. Well, you know something? All these cards are threes. Every one. Now, that means something. That means that wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, well, you won't have that much work to do with it. You won't have that much work to do it. But the three that are there, those three things will keep you and guard you. Now, the Three of Diamonds is the safe. And it is just money. It indicates all the money, all the riches that you can see. Now, the Three of Spades is the pig. Well, and whether it's near or far, the pig is an emblem of phenomenal luck, a great abundance, high honors. You know, all ambitions are tamed. And the Three of Hearts is the sun, and it signifies happiness and popularity. Now, with your love life, this is what it shows, that you will have riches with it, first of all, and that you will be so totally happy, there's nothing anyone can do. There's nothing. You'll have phenomenal luck, and you'll be phenomenally happy. But above that, all of that, you will have happiness and popularity. God will take care of you. All of your things will be done. God bless you and God keep you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Papa.
Well, now that was a good one. That was really good. Okay, 704-968. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. I would like a love reading, please.
Okay. The first card is the Two of Spades. The second card is the Seven of Diamonds. The third card is the Five of Spades. Now, the Two of Spades, means success in all enterprises. You will have success in everything you do, including love. You will have success in love. Now, the Seven of Diamonds is the flames, the fires, the barbecue flames, the fireplace flames, and those flames burn off and neutralize all evil. Yeah, no matter what the evil is, those flames neutralize the evil of each card and of anything else near you. Now, you have the Five of Spades, which is the casket. And it symbolizes the death of something that must be buried. The death of something which must be buried. But when it's done, it's done. There's nothing that it can do. So I would say that this future shows that your love will be totally successful. And there's nothing that will stop it, but there is something which you have to get rid of. Probably an old love affair. Probably somebody else, but you have to get rid of them. and that will be the end of all that. Well, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here's, I'll tell you something. These readings are going off good now. All right. 704-606, this is another person. Hello? This is Papa Say.
Hello, hey, Papa Say.
Hello,
how
are you?
I'm good, and you? I would like a little reading.
Okay. The first card is the Nine of Spades. The second card is the Jack of Clubs. And the third card is the Deuce of Clubs. Well, the Nine of Spades is the Rose. It is the Rose. It indicates long life and beauty and health. You'll have beauty and health and a long, rugged life. Now, the Jack of Clubs is the Medal. The Medal, which means something that you have done, is right, and you will be decorated for it. You'll be decorated ready for it. Now, the Deuce of Clubs is the Railroad. Now, it forecasts a long journey, but with this type of reading, some of the things that it means you will go on, you will not take. Okay, so this will not be a long journey. It will be a smooth ride. It'll be somewhere where you can go, where you will meet your love. Now, the Nine of Spades, the Roses, indicate you will have a rugged health. It also indicates that somewhere along the line, someone will give you roses, you know, and the person that doesn't will have a medal. It will be something which shows that you are somebody that has earned it. Someone who is remarkable. But that deuce will mean that with that journey, with it, you will have it. Now, I believe that you might have to go, you know, travel a certain place. You might have to travel a little bit, and there you will find it. In fact, you ought to go about three states away, if you can, and then you will have it. But also, this is a good fortune. This is really good because it means that you will get the object of your love. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you too, Father Say. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well. I don't know how people is. Well, hell, here's somebody else here. 908-616.
Yes, I would like a reading.
Okay.
Yes, I would love a reading, please.
Okay, you'll get it. Your first card is the Ten of Clubs. The second card is the Queen of Hearts. And the third card is the Ace. Now, the Ten of Clubs are the Towers. Now, they mean you are going somewhere and you'll be protected. Now, the Queen of Hearts is the ring. And it means a rich and happy marriage. If you don't have a marriage, you will have one. If you are married and you don't have a rich one, you will have a rich one. If you aren't, you will get married, you will be married, and you'll have a rich husband. Okay? Now, the Ace of Spades is the cross sword. Now, the cross sword is for your protection. Your protection. So, now I have to tell you this. If there is somebody whom you aren't sure of, you are protected from him now. You don't have to worry about nobody because this person is protected from you. I will tell you, when you are in the tower, you are away from everything.
Question.
Yes.
Okay, so does this mean with this mice walking around and this playing and stuff, does it mean that this person, I am not to take them seriously, or are they stealing, planning on stealing from me?
No. Well, if he is stealing from me, he'll be found out. You won't have to worry about it because it'd be a small amount of money. It's a small amount. But if the kids are playing, it's because they don't know. They don't know what's going on. They don't know. They think it's something you just playing around, but you're not. It's not. You know, that's the easiest way to put it there. See, because if the play games are the kind which a person really doesn't want or really can't see, you will be getting a large amount of stealing, but you have a small amount. Now that's all. You have a small amount. So it is a thing where you have to see it, but it is not going to do that much. It's not going to do that much. You will be successful in business, and you will be successful in love, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, here's another one. Here's another one. 704-516. Hello? You're on. 704,
yes,
you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to do a read. Hello?
Yes.
I'd like to do a reading.
Okay. Well, your first card is the Five of Clubs. The second card is the Queen of Clubs. The third card is the Seven of Spades. Oh, boy. Now, the Five of Clubs. The Five of Clubs is the bearer of good news. That is the clover leaf, and it's the bearer of good news. Now, the Queen of Clubs is wine. Wine, which is a symbol of cheerfulness and gaiety. Now, the Seven of Clubs is the clouds. And with the clouds, you have a dark side and you have a light side. Well, the thing with you is that both of these sides do not have anything to do with you. They have no power whatsoever. But the light side is the biggest one. It is the biggest one. And you will have domestic happiness, it says. Now, You will have good tidings. You will have cheerfulness and gaiety. And you will have domestic happiness. Now, your love life will be a good one because there will be not a bit of trouble. Nothing that you'll have to clean up, nothing that you have to get straight, nothing that you have to get smart. It will be good. And you'll know it because you'll be cheerful and very gay with it, very gay. And the thing about it is this is good tidings. It is a good time. So he will definitely, when he tells you something, it is what he means. It will be that way. If he tells you that you will have no trouble, you will have no trouble. Okay? Now, most of all, just keep in your heart that the clouds are there and that they will protect you. Now, anywhere it goes, God bless you and God keep you, okay?
Okay, but I got a question.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you said domestic happiness. What does that mean?
It means that all the happiness the marriage and everything else. The marriage and everything else will be happy. It sure will.
And I have another question about the dark side and the light side. What do you mean by that?
Okay, you have the clouds there. The light side, there's more the light side than the dark side. And the light side is what is shining on your reading. So you have the light side, the part that's good, the part that's good rather than the dark side. The dark side is trouble and badness and all that. You don't have that. You don't have that. You have goodness for you. You have goodness. That's all you have. And with that, you know, if I was you, I'd be glad about it.
I say, yes, I am.
Okay. All right, then. All God right. bless
you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Well, we see. It is something good going on. Well, 818, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, how you doing, Papa?
Okay, we're fine.
I would like a love reading, sir.
Okay, your first card is the Ace of Hearts. The second card is the Four of Spades. And the third card is the Six of Diamonds. Now, the Ace of Spades is the fox, and the fox means that someone has enough ingenuity to do what he has to do. You know, he has enough ingenuity to do what he has to do. Now, you have the Four of Spades, which is the eye. Now, it denotes great interest taken by friends. Now, the Six of Diamonds is the lion. The lion who roars from sudden shock. You know, a sudden shock from bad news. Now, this means that the lion roars because something bad has happened. With the Ace of Spades, that person is you, is someone who is smart enough to deal with whatever he is dealing with. Now, the I, in the Four of Spades, means your friends and anyone else, they're looking, they're making sure you are under investigation as far as they're concerned. But now that lion who presages a sudden shock, that is something which no individual really is ready for. No one is ready for, because the lion roars. He roars when he's ready, and he roars whenever he gets good and ready. So with you in love, that means that a certain person which you did love is gone on. A certain person will be out of your life soon, and you will be able to live your life in all happiness and all farewell. Now, the people who are looking at you will tell you that. Well, now, God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well. We have another one here. I'm sure, I wonder if this is, 706.
Hello?
Papa. Yeah.
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello.
To get a reading.
Okay. The first card is the King of Diamonds. And the third card is the Nine of Clubs. Now, with that extra joker, that black joker, that means that all the good of the cards is increased. All the good cards are increased. And if there is anything bad, it is negated. So we'll start with that. With the King of Diamonds. The King of Diamonds is a letter. And it's a good sign. It's a good time. You know, you experience good fortune, which is saying that you will have good fortune and love. You will have good fortune and love. Now, I don't know who he is, but he is good fortune in love. Now, the Nine of because the park, which is what the Nine of Clubs means, foretells a new love. A new love is coming.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be a person, or it could be a thing. But you have a new love that is very, very near. Very near. The letter is one that will tell you about him. The letter is one that will tell you about because it touches definitely so. You will have a new love no matter what anybody says or no matter what anybody does. You will have a new love for you. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
Oh, thank you. You too, Papa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Oh, Lord. Well. I guess certain people are having what they want. Well, let's go on. Let's have one commercial, and then I'll come back, okay? Okay.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Okay, we're back and we're ready. Are you? I hope you have your questions ready and you're keeping notes. You're keeping notes. Okay. Well, 573, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Papa, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to get a reading, sir.
Okay. The first card is the Four of Hearts. The second card is the Ten of Spades. And the third card is, the Seven of Hearts. Well. Here it is again. You will have an emblem of riches. You will have riches through stocks. you have riches through stocks. Now there's something which you have, which you can sell, but that this is an emblem. This is an emblem of riches. Now, the Ten of Spades predicts a family quarrel. It predicts a family quarrel. Now, that family quarrel is over you. You have done something. Now, you have done. Now, you didn't really do it, but you will be. It'll be laid to your blame. But the rod is laid in your corner for an example. And what it is the Seven of Hearts, which is the storm, which is, you know, a change of residence, which is a change of residence for the better. You will be moving soon. You will be moving soon. And when you go, your family is gone. Your family is going to talk. They are going to talk. They are going to, they're going to say, they're going to talk about money and everything. But you will be gone. You will have a new place to go. Because when you have this fish, it will foretell certain type of things. It foretells certain type of things which other things don't. Now, the first thing it will foretell is money. You will have money because you need money to move. Well, you got it now. You got it, and it'll be yours. It's yours as your fingernails are yours. Mm. It's yours. I tell you, you could get a bottle of beer. A bottle of beer and drink it, because your money will be just like that beer. It'll flow down your throat and it'll be fine, and you'll feel good about it. Now, God bless you and God keep you.
All right, thank you. God bless you too.
Okay, bye bye.
All right, bye.
Well, here is another person. 704. This is Papa. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, 704. This is Papa. Say.
Hi, I would like a reading.
Okay, the first card is the Six of Clubs. Second card is the Seven of Clubs. The third card is the Deuce of Diamonds. Well, that Deuce of Diamonds is you. It's you. Now, where you're at, it is very instrumental. It is very, very instrumental where you're at. Okay? Why? Because you're between two cards. You're between the Six of Hearts and the Seven of Clubs. The Six of Hearts is the house. The house. And it is all success. It is success in all ventures, including love. Love. Now, the marriage, it depicts a marriage. It depicts a good one. You know, and you are on the other side. You are next to the lilies, which indicate a happy life. It indicates a happy life. Now, those two ones together mean one thing. It means one thing, which is you will be married. You will be living in a new house, and you will be happy. You'll be so happy that no one will make you sad. Now, I don't know if you're married or not. Huh?
No, I'm not.
Well, you will be. You will be. You'll be married in a new house. So you
will I be married?
Huh?
I'm sorry. Will I be married to the one that I'm with now, or is somebody new?
Do you want to be married to it?
Yes, I do.
Well, and you'll be married to him, but you will be married. You will be married. And you will be in this home, in this house, and you, well, to tell you the truth, you'll have success in all ventures. You'll be successful in everything you do. In everything you do. Now, you tell you, I was going to say, tell him to go on to marry you, because if he don't, he's going to be the one hurting. He's going to be the one. Yeah, but that's all right. Don't tell him that. He might get
I'm
mad.
Not.
Or something like that. He will be hurt. He will be hurt. You will be successful in all ventures. And you will be happy. You will be happy no matter where you go. No matter where you go. This is something that is insured you. This is something that's insured you. Something which you will have no matter what happens. So he better quit fooling around. He better quit fooling around. He better just go on and say, come on, let's go on and get married. And get
so
over.
Do you see kids? Do you see kids in my future?
Yeah, I see two.
Oh, Lord.
I see two. two little boys.
Oh,
two
Lord.
two little boys. Mutt and Jeff. I tell them, they're playing with each other and whatnot, but these two little boys are really, well, they are really blessing to you and to him. Now, he don't know, but it's really blessing to both of you. But those two little boys, I just call them Mutt and Jeff. Those two boys are playing around and running around. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You have two boys coming. Now, I don't know. Well, two little boys. Now, you watch what I tell you. And in fact, you'll be married before you have them.
Oh, okay.
You will be married before you have them.
Spirit. Wow.
Well, God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, and here's another. 704-954-953. Hello?
Hello. Hello, Papa.
Hello.
How you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I just wanted to get a reading.
Okay. Your first card is the six of, no, not the six, the queen of spades. And the second card is the five of hearts. And the third card, the jack of diamonds. Whoa. Now, I hate to tell you this.
Sir.
The first card you got, the faith, is, believe it or not, the sign of that card is love. It's love. It's that someone is looking at you with great love and longing. Someone is thinking about you for I don't know how long, and that person is really the person for you. Now, the second card, the five of hearts, is the moon. The moon, and it is a good omen. It predicts fortune. You will have fortune with this. You don't have to worry about love. You don't have to even go around thinking about it. You will have fortune with it. Now, on the third part, I'll tell you how fortunate you are. That jack of Simon is a good, he is the rider. It is the rider, and he is sure to bring a sign of good news. That rider brings you a good news. Now, you have love all around you, and the rider is telling you about it. Now, I tell you something, you better go on and get ready. You better go on and get ready because you will have love. You will have love. It will be all around you. In fact, I see love all around you. Yes, I do. I see love from the sole of your head to the bottom of your feet.
Yes, sir.
There is love, and you will have it. You will have it. It is yours. It is yours. Yes, it is. It's yours. Now, thank God for that, and God bless you.
Yes, sir. May Papa say, I have another question.
Okay.
Okay, I'm having a problem with my right foot. It seems like the bottom of my heel has just been so tender and kind of sore. Like I work a lot at this restaurant, and it's been going on. Like this thing that you can tell me that I can do to get my foot well.
Yes, soak it in Epsom salt.
Yes, sir.
Soak it in Epsom salt. Just take some warm water and put some Epsom salt and make it warm. You know, warm Epsom salt bath and soak it in that. Now that that'll tackle it. That'll stop it dead cold.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
So if you got anything else, call us and let us know, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. You have a nice night.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, well, well. And we have 704-492. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hi, Papa Say.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I would like to get a reading.
Okay. Your first card is the Six of Clubs. The second card is the Four of Clubs. And the third card is the Nine of Diamonds. Well, okay. The Six of Clubs is lightning, and it denotes a surprise. That's all a lightning does. That is like saying, wow, boom, this is a surprise coming your way. All right? Now, the Four of Clubs is the key, and it means success. Now, you will be successful in love. You will have success because it's all around you. And the Nine of Diamonds is the heart. Now, it means that you will have great joy. Great joy when then. Now, I'll tell you something. There's a man that you're interested in. That man is sitting around and he's playing around and he don't know what he wants to do, but he, you know, he is in love with you. Now, with that key, I will tell you, he will make you some. He will be the best thing for you. Now, I tell you what you do. Go to the hardware store somewhere and get a skeleton key. Get a skeleton key. It don't matter that you don't know where it goes, but get a skeleton key because that will be the thing which you will use to tie onto your heart, which will make your heart a key to something. Now, with that key, you can either give it to him. You can give it to him because he earned it, or you can keep it. But get a skeleton key. Get a skeleton key. Now, keep, you know, when you do it, remember the lightning. Remember that some of this, it might be just too hard for him to handle. It might be too hard for him to handle. Just remember to just keep this key to yourself, because this is the key to your heart, and it's the key to you. You keep it, and you will be joyful no matter what any person says. You will have joy, great joy. Whatever a person thinks, you will have great joy. Now, don't forget, go to the hardware store and get the key, okay? But God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
I want to. Okay. I'm kind of worried about my grandson. He hadn't been that long got out of prison, and I was just wanting to know, is he going to be okay? Because it seems like everybody is just trying to be after him. It seems like the police is just wanting him after him, and I just want to know if he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he will be all right, but he'll be all right, but there is some trouble that he's in, some trouble that he's got to get straight. And that's the whole part. If he gets the trouble straight, he'll be straight. But right now he's just sort of switching back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, and that trouble is hiding itself from him. It's hiding itself so that he has to get straight from him. But if he does get the trouble straight, he'll be straight. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right. Well. There is everybody. Everybody. We have taken them. We have done it. Now, I tell you what. Tomorrow there's trouble meeting. Now, with the trouble readings, now, you will hear things that don't necessarily sound good, but if you know it, if you know the trouble that's going to happen, you know what you have to do to stop it. Okay? If you know the trouble that's coming your way, you know what you have to do to stop it. So tomorrow we will have troubles reading. We will. Troubles reading. Whatever a person says, those trouble readings will keep you, it will keep you and me, you know, out of certain predicaments which can prove disastrous. Disastrous. All of these things are doing is it's seeing all of the trouble that's coming your way. Everything. So tomorrow, have your questions ready. Have your questions ready. I mean that. Now, you know, I know you got some, so have them. Have your questions ready. I say it again. Because you don't want to be going through something and you don't have to. You know, well, let's listen to a commercial, okay? All right. Well, it don't look like we're going to have a commercial. No, it doesn't. Okay.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
Well, everybody, you've been good tonight. You've been exceptionally good. We have done these readings. Yeah, we've done. And they have come across just the way we expected them to be. We expect them to be fine, and these things came across fine. You know, and God was with us. He was with us. Well, I have to tell you, if you all keep being good like this, you keep being good like this, God will bless you. Yes, He will. He will bless you real good. God will bless you. And remember, there is only one real hoodoo. Only one. And only one Papa Say. God bless you. God keep you. And God lift His eyes upon you and give you peace. Now, good night and bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.